Ryan King is co-owner of Black Rock Bait and Tackle, and we have the 99.1 PLR Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth coming up. And right over here in Bridgeport, we have so many bluefish. They're in the water. They're waiting for you to take them out so you can win a giant pile of money. How much money is it? Is it... I remember thinking it was $25,000. I don't even want to say. Is it grand, still?
Yeah.
That's the grand prize only. There are other prizes under that, too.
$25,000. Then there's like a million other prizes, and we're signing people up
all
now.
All good stuff, too.
Ryan.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
Good.
You got mail? I got mail. Yay!
That was good.
I do.
Yeah. So what's the bait for bluefish?
Honestly, this year there's been a ton of bluefish out in the Sound. We've been seeing more blues this year than we have in at least the past 5 or 6 years. So it's going to be a really good tournament this year. The guys that are going out and using cut bait, like, you know, bunker or mackerel, they've been doing really well. The guys that have been trolling have been catching a ton of fish. The guys have been catching a ton of fish on topwater lures and on subsurface lures, which has been really exciting this year.
Man, there's a science to this.
The one time you definitely want to have the blues.
Just one blue.
Right.
When I was a kid, I'd put a worm on the line, and I'd just throw it in with my little bobber, and I'd hope something get caught and pull it in. And
yeah,
that was it. That was fishing.
Right.
Now there's sonar, there's different baits, there's trolling, this, that, the other thing.
You got to know stuff.
You know what's a great surprise bait are the cicadas. You take those off the tree.
Are they cicadas or cicadas?
Yeah, or cicadas.
I call them cicadas.
They're cicadas.
Cicada.
You know works great? A Snickers bar. Try that sometime. You'll catch a kid.
Yeah, you use that when you're trolling.
Right.
I mean, you know, the cicadas have been amazing for freshwater. You know,
yes.
I've been plucking those off trees and using them myself. They're amazing bait. For the bluefish, not so much. But, yeah. but it's been really good out there. The amount of fish that we've been seeing in the Sound this year is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, not just bluefish either. I mean, the striped bass fishery has been amazing this year. Bottom fishing has been great. So, but focusing on the tournament, I mean, it's really anybody's game this year.
Tournament's been
really
going
cool.
on for almost 40 years.
Wow.
39
yeah.
years this thing's been
Damn.
Going on.
It's a lot of fish.
And it sucked for a while. It was great. And it looked like Jaws, where all the, you know, remember all the boats are like in the water and they're all going out for the $10,000 reward?
Yeah.
And then it got quiet, you know.
Yeah.
Last year was a really busy year for it, though. I mean, we saw a lot of people, I think due to the COVID last year, all the restrictions on everything, a lot more people were getting out on the water and fishing as a family activity.
Well, the power of the state. So this station got involved like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then ever since, it's been back. And there's a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. But it's not so many people where
you
don't have a chance at the $25,000. Well, do you remember what the bluefish weighed last year?
I want to say last year it was just over 18 pounds.
That's a big fish.
That's a big bluefish.
Swallow your hole.
It is big, but that's $25,000. I mean, 18 pounds. I've talked to people. They've, you know. It's not unheard of.
I would kiss
No, definitely not, especially not this year. I mean, the guys have been going out, and I've been, you know, they're always sending me pictures during the day, and I mean, 12, 13, 14, 16-pound blues around right now. And, you know, any of those fish could be a money fish. So it's not just the main prize. There's all the subcategories, and there's a port prize that goes with it for each weigh station. So even if you have a fish that's not the top of the leaderboard, it could be the top of the leaderboard in that particular weigh station you go to, which, you know, you get a prize for that, too, which is really, really cool.
Are you a weigh station?
Yes, we are. We're a registration station and a weigh station for the tournament.
Okay. We'll link up on the radio station website, Ryan King, co-owner of Black Rock Bait and Tackle on. Have you had anyone try to pull shenanigans on the way to the fish, like load it up
Personally,
with ball bearings?
We haven't. I've heard stories of people trying.
Like your kids dressed like a fish.
Yeah, I mean, the tournament's
Andy, get over here.
You know, but you always get a few bad apples, you know.
Yeah.
You get that one guy who thinks that, you know, they have to win and they deserve to win. So,
well, it's $25,000.
You know, they try to pull some shenanigans.
Right.
And,
of course,
you know, all of us guys that run bait shops, you know, we can spot it when we see it, whether that fish has been frozen you know, from a previous week that they caught it.
It's still in the package.
Yeah, this one's got batter on it.
I caught it. It was wrapped in styrofoam and plastic.
This one says Cortons on it.
That's convenient.
It's a guy in a yellow raincoat over here.
So, Ryan, is owning a bait and tackle shop the life?
Oh, it's great.
Oh.
It's great.
Is that a great retirement? Like,
I think so, yeah. Nice and quiet.
Right. You know? What's the stress there? You got to get up early, right? Because the fishing people
you
go out early.
Yeah, you work a lot of hours, but it's fun all day.
Your friends don't like fish, but it was better.
Yeah.
Get some
Febreze,
you're good.
Before we opened this up, I was a teacher, so, you know.
Right.
I'll take this any day.
Ah, oh, nice.
Right, you got a school of fish. Hey, I don't.
Nice. You got out at the right time. The kids are crazy now.
Oh, my God.
They're still great. Yeah. They're fun. This is just
you're right. The
fun.
Kids are great. It's the parents that are whacked
yes,
out.
Yes, I know. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. The kids are great.
He
nudge,
laughed.
Nudge, wink, wink.
He knows it's true.
Yeah. No, what a great way to retire. You're just because you're done at noon, right? Yeah. No one goes fishing after, you know, you're well, done, night, right? You've got to wait until they come
not
in.
Quite. I mean, we're weekdays, we're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Wow.
And Saturdays, we're open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. So
you never know. I need worms.
Maybe it's not the life for me then.
Right.
It's a good life, though. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
No, and you're
meet a ton of great people, too.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, that is great. And you guys do a great job there. So thanks for being part of it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right, brother. We'll be talking to you soon.
Yep.
And it's very exciting.
Right.
Like, we're all back here. We're doing things now.
Yep.
Life is back.